Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 25th of February 2016. Practice secret disciplines. Practice secret disciplines. This title of what was given on the website. Remember, we are doing the 50 commands of Jesus Christ that they have collected. It is may not be perfect. It may be some 50-something or not. It doesn't matter. We will use that because even we know some of these commandments and we obey, brothers and sisters, the effect, the powerful benefit for each of us. Just have to obey the words of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Master, husband of our soul, the one who suffered and died and rose again, even went to hell for me. Oh, I find this, brothers and sisters, as I said, in the graceoflife.com, there is this download, MP3 you can download, whereby the words of Jesus has been put into an hour, 1 hour CD. You just play it on and on, download it and play it on and on in your room, thinking and meditating on what it is, God, Jesus' words are. We find tremendous benefit. And also play it for your children, you will find it tremendous benefit because it goes into the spirit. Even when you are not meditating on it, even when you are sleeping, your spirit man is still absorbing it. Your spirit man is absorbing it, your children's spirit man is absorbing it, and it will happen. The Spirit of God will then use it to move us. Brothers and sisters, listening to the word of God is a important good thing for us. It's a good thing. It's a useful thing. The word of God will change us from inside us. Brothers and sisters, this title given by this the website, and then it's a very long scripture here. It is Matthew 6:1-18. We'll do as much as we can today because we need to get to the understanding behind these things and behind what's happening in the world. Brothers and sisters, first of all is a subtitle to that is saying giving to the poor and prayer. Giving to the poor and prayer. One, be very careful, Matthew 6:1. Be very careful not to do your good deeds publicly to be seen by men, and otherwise you will have no reward. No reward prepared and waiting for you. In bracket it says, this is in the amplified version, with your Father who is in heaven. Be very careful, he says, amplified. It's not just be careful, amplified saying be very careful, because when they look at the Greek and the Hebrew translation, the impact on the word, while the simple English word will be careful, the actual meaning is be very, very careful. Be extremely careful not to do your good deeds publicly, to be seen by men. Otherwise, you will have no reward prepared and awaiting you with your Father who is in heaven. 2. So, whenever you give to the poor, do acts of kindness. Do not blow a trumpet before you to advertise it, as the hypocrites do. The hypocrites, they define this as like actors acting out a role in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored and recognized and praised by men. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, they already have their reward in full. So now what? 2 is saying, so whenever you give to the poor and do acts of kindness, do not blow a trumpet before you to advertise it, as the hypocrites do, like actors acting out a role in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored and recognized and praised by men. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, they already have their reward in full. Where the reward? The people say, oh, this person, you know, so kind, so good, he's doing this for the poor, he's doing this. So when you begin to do this with this at intention and you blow trumpet like this hypocrites do, you already know reward. So therefore, when we give to the poor and do acts of kindness, Jesus Christ is commanding us to be in secret, in not blowing our trumpet and all. Of course, sometimes you will be giving people in the public, you may be giving, let's say, a beggar is there and then you put money and the others are seeing it. This doesn't apply to that because you are there, the beggar is there, or whoever is begging or suffering, or somebody has got some disability and they are there and you are led in the spirit to put some money. That also, brothers and sisters, please ask Jesus Christ, ask the Spirit of God whether to give one, two, how much to give, because the monies are not yours anymore. It's not mine anymore. When we come to Jesus Christ, we have surrendered all. We have surrendered all. That means nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Him. And that is a safe place to be. Why? If it belongs to you, the devil will steal, kill and destroy. If it belongs to Christ, it cannot steal, kill and destroy. But it's not important enough just to say by words, oh, it belongs to Christ, it belongs to Christ, but actually you act as if it's yours. If suppose I say belong to Christ, I surrender it all, and then whenever something I want to make decision, I make decision on my own. I take the monies I have and decide to do what I want. Do not wait on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not wait on the Spirit of God to give me an understanding what do I do. Then what will happen is the money finally be stolen and you will still be suffering for no reason. And again you won't have reward because you did not give or do things according to what the Spirit of God is telling you. Very important, brothers and sisters. Before you give, before you do something with the money that God has given you, you consult Him. You ask Him. He's the husband of your soul. He's just like a husband or wife. When the husband has given the wife some money to take out the house and this and that and buy the provisions or whatever, if she wants to buy something else other than that, doesn't she have to ask the husband? I'm talking about a good, God-fearing wife. If you're talking about a wife who doesn't care about God and then it's not a born-again family, it's not born-again spirit, they're not following Christ, this family is not following Christ, don't expect that because they don't understand these things. You think when we were not in Christ, you think we were all following the rules of Christ? No, we were just doing what we wanted, what we believed because we don't have Christ. We don't have consultation. We just have to go and do and have to fend for ourselves and mess ourselves up again. Now before I come back to this, let me finish the one more verse 3. When you give to the poor, do acts of kindness, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give in complete secrecy. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give in complete secrecy. So that when your charitable acts will be done in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Remember, the reward only comes when you do it in secrecy. If you are doing it for the benefit of people, you are blowing a trumpet, there's no reward. But more importantly, a disciple will consult, will ask Jesus Christ, what do I do with this money? And a disciple will also, if not sure, will some extraordinary expenses out of the normal expenditure you're doing, out of the normal purchases, you will sit and take counsel among your brethren. Two or three godly counsel gives you safety. Do not operate on your own because you're a family in Christ. That is, if you're in a congregation that really is a family in Christ, caring and loving for one another as Jesus Christ has loved us. That's the second highest commandment. If you do not have that family in Christ, then obviously you have a situation, then you have to wait on the Lord Jesus Christ and do by yourself. But remember, what you are spending the money is not yours anymore. It's not mine anymore. It is His. And I love that position. You know why? It's safe. When we listen to Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, do this, spend here, don't spend here, don't give there, it is safe. Because the Spirit of God is doing. Now let us say you heard wrongly. He says, give somewhere. And then you believe that you are giving because Jesus has told you. Then you are giving that, you will still be protected. If you are hearing in sincerity, if your heart already wants something and then you want to buy that and then you are forcing yourself to look for signals and signs from Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God to buy that is not sincere. If not sincere, insincere, then you will not get the protection from Christ because it's sincere. Insincere, you are moving your own way. Brothers and sisters, is giving business an important thing. Now, one of the earliest things what happened was, it's hardly a few weeks after I've come to the Lord, I was going to church and they used to have a healing and deliverance ministry at about, I think it's Wednesday, I think they have it at 3 o'clock, I think. So, they used to have that at 2 o'clock or 2:30, I forgot that. Then, I used to rush there from some distance away, because we were in Patanjaya and this church was in KL. So now, so I will drive and I'm also working at the time. So, time problem. So, last minute I'll dash there. So, one day I was doing that and parked up there, parked it, and this is going on in Chowkid. So, I parked there and there I saw one boy, I can see, the fellow was asking money for, when I parked the car, he wants money because I parked the car there. And I know, looking, I begin in my spirit, this fellow, if I don't give him, he may scratch the car. So I gave him 50 cents. Now, as soon as I give him 50 cents and I'm moving away, because I don't want a car to be scratched, I mean, I know this chap is also a drug addict, so I suspecting it, because the way I'm looking like it anyway, thank Jesus Christ. And then conviction in my spirit, I walk in Jesus, the Spirit of God telling me, in my impression in my heart, why did you give the 50 cents? So I speaking to myself. So I told the Lord, Jesus Christ, because I believe this fellow will scratch the car if I don't give the 50 cents. He said, did you ask me? Then only I realized, because I know about the surrender business. The surrender business, then only I realized that I didn't ask him. And Jesus, the Spirit of God is telling me, ask everything, because he's teaching me to learn to hear him in everything, because I've just come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants me to listen to his small still voice for every small thing first, because when you start listening to small things, then only the bigger things you can hear. But all that, I'm not thinking of that. I'm thinking of this while in church, all this going on. But then he said, it's time. Ask, because it's safety for you, is a good thing, and you surrendered all, it does not belong to you. Sorry, Lord Jesus, I went. But it's playing in my mind the next few days. Why? How did... So, I realized that he wants me to hear his voice. He wants me to ask for every little thing so that it's a practice in me to hear my father's voice, to hear the husband of my soul's voice. At the time, I didn't even know he's the husband of my soul, by the way. Jesus, I don't know all this. So then I decided, yes, I will. Then, of course, after that, a couple of weeks later, same scenario, rushing there, parked the car, and saw this chap, another chap, with all this nasal mask all over, so it's definitely an addict. And then, that time Jesus said, couldn't he protect the car? Wouldn't Jesus protect the car? The Spirit of God wouldn't protect the car. Why are you believing they must give money and this man money? Otherwise, the man will scratch the car. So, I saw this chap, this second section around, saw this chap with all the needle marks and all. So, I decided not to give. Jesus will protect the car and moved on. Immediately another impression. Why didn't you ask me? So I didn't realize, now only I'm beginning to realize, I forgot all about the earlier discussion with the Lord. Then, why? Then, sorry Lord. He said, now go and give 2 ringgit. Because first I said, they don't give the fellow any money. Because I said, Jesus has brought the car and that's it, he's his money. So that's it, I'm moving. He said, why didn't you give? The question he's saying, why didn't you ask me? Ask me. So, he said, now I fell in my spirit, go and give 2 ringgit. With this fellow full of needle marks, I am believing he'll use it for drugs. But again, he gave the 2 ringgit, because now I disturbed in my spirit already. When I gave the 2 ringgit, then I'm moving off again. And sitting in the congregation and thinking about what's going on here. Then the next, that is teaching me. Ask him, only he will know. For instance, who knows, this same fellow full of pockmarks, the needle marks you see, and I've concluded he's a drug addict, he's going to use the money for drugs only. Who knows, he might have just prayed and said, if you are God, where are you? I'm suffering. I need a sign, somebody to help me. And then, if you are God, give me 2 ringgit somewhere, somebody give me 2 ringgit to show you are God. Who knows what they have prayed? We won't know. Only Jesus will know, because he's complete control of the entire universe. What he wants us to do, he wants us to ask him, godly counsel if we cannot hear, because you have surrendered and every cent belongs to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At the same time, do not, when he told you to give something, do not show off, quietly give. Left hand shouldn't know what the right hand is doing. But if you cannot help it, when you're giving somebody, you're giving, and people are saying that's okay, because you're not blowing a trumpet, that's how the situation has taken place. You're not doing it to advertise, you're not doing it to get revenue from there, you're not doing it to feel good or show people, that intention was clear. Our hearts are wicked, our brothers and sisters. Our heart will say, if I give this to this fellow, especially in the business world, he'll say, okay, I better go and give this to this chap. Give a gift, so he will return the favor. You give a gift, full stop. Because your Lord Jesus Christ told you to give a gift. Do not give a gift expecting something in return. Then you already have your reward here. Because you have a plan. Our hearts are like that. Our hearts are wicked. So we have control our heart. Brothers and sisters, be very careful. Control our hearts. Because our hearts are like that. Brothers and sisters, today, remember this. Everything what He wants us to do is when we come to the Lord and after that forever while we're walking to ask Him. And after a while, it will be a sensing in your spirit. That means you will know. Give, not give. He's moving you. You will know. He's settled. When you're settled in the spirit to give something, somebody, you know, it's your Lord Jesus Christ is moving you to give. Then you are looking at other things because you're moving, being moved from glory to glory. You're not going to wait on when to give. But when you're uncertain, stop. Stop, stop, stop. When you're uncertain, stop. Pray, worship, wait for a moment, ask. Until you are settled that this is what the Spirit of God is telling you to do. Otherwise, you'll be giving away Jesus Christ money without asking Him. And that is a big no-no. Because the devil seeing that, knows that you are just doing, and I'm just doing what I want with the money given by God to me. He has a right to come and steal. Because we say, when we first came to the Lord, I surrender all. In fact, initially when I went there, the first Sunday, they were singing the song, I surrender all. I dare not sing after I was saved. And I dare not sing. Why? I don't know what I'm surrendering. I'm unable to. My heart won't let go, you know. Then the next week, though, the same thing, they sing, I surrender all. That time, the Spirit of God already convinced me in 1 week, it's better to surrender all. That's the only way to live life. Because by keeping it, I messed up. When I didn't surrender for all these years, what happened? I messed up completely. The devil stole from me. So I decided, yes, I surrender all. From today, Lord Jesus Christ, you are my Lord and Savior. Everything you decide for me, Lord. I surrendered my mind even the day. I don't want my mind because it has almost destroyed me. In Jesus' name, I pray Jesus will take care of you, brothers and sisters, but consult Him. Amen.